Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Preis des Perik Tess, Mishnah Beis. Meiser Behemah mit Starf. Meiser Behemah connects Kimloi Regal Behemah Roya. According to the Shear, that the Behemahs could distance themselves one from another and still be guarded by one shepherd. And how much is that? It is Shisha Aser Mil, 16 mil. A mil is approximately an 18-minute walk. So let's say I have five Behemahs in one little village, five Behemahs someplace else, and there's 16 mil separating them. I bring them into one barn, into one pen, and I take Meiser. The 10th one that comes out is Meiser. But if there's more, there's a greater distance than that separating them. If I have five behemoths here and 17 mil, more than 16 mil, later, another five behemoths, then I'm potter. And that's learned from a pasuk. One shepherd has to be able to handle them. Zok the Mishnah Vayta Hayubin Elu Le'elu Shloishim Ushnayim Mil. If between my behemoths there were 32 mil, Einam et Starfim, they don't connect for one herd. Well, that's obvious. You just tell me if it's more than 16. They don't connect. So, of course, 32. So the Mishnah is just building up to the next piece. But, Hoyle, if he had a herd, Be'emsa, in the middle, between these two herds that are 32 mil apart, there's one herd in the middle. So what do I do? Maybe Uma'aisun Be'emsa. The behemoths that are in the middle connect the behemoths on the two other sides, and as a result, they're all mechuyev in Meiser. So when it says over here, Mevi u'ma'is from be'emsi, you have to bring them and take Meiser, doesn't matter if you have to bring them. But the fact that there's a herd in the middle, that means, okay. So even though I have behemoths that are 32 mil apart, and the first one is like 32 mil ahead of the last one, but because there's a herd in the middle, it gets connected. Rabbi Meir says, Hayardein mafsik l'maisa behema. If I had, let's say, behemoths on two sides of the river Yardein, even though the width over there of the river is not more than 16 mil, they don't get connected to maisa behema. Let's say I had five behemoths on one side of the river and five behemoths on the other side of the river. We don't connect it. I have no chiv. But the Batanura says that the Allah is not like Rabbi Meir. Okay, so chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah, Maisa Behema connects. If it's Kamaloi Regal Behema Roya, that means one shepherd could take care of it. It's not further spread apart than that. So let's say I have five behemoths in one village and five behemoths in a different village, and the distance between the two is not further than what a shepherd can take care of, and that's 16 mil. It's considered one herd, and I'm a chuyif to take Meiser. But if they're more spread apart than that, then I don't have a herd of 10 behemoths. I have two separate herds of 5 behemoths. Again, this different sheet is what a mil is. We said it approximately an 18-minute walk, about 15 kilometers. So, the Mishnah went on to say, if there are 32 mil in between my two groups of behemoths, ain't a mitzdarfin. Wait a second, what do you mean if there are 32? You tell me if it's more than 16, it's not mitzdarfin. So the Mepharshim explained it. The Mishnah is trying to explain that when we say over here 16 mil, that means there's more than 16 mil of a break and I have no behemoths there. But I could have, from the behemoths in front to the behemoths in back, 32 mil. And I can still be mechuyev in my behemoth if in the middle I had behemoths. That's what the Mishnah is trying to say. So if there are 16 mil from the middle ones to the front ones, and 16 mil from the middle ones to the ones in back, it all gets connected. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. You can have up until 32 mil, and it's still connected through the ones that are in the middle. Incidentally, how many behemoths have to be in the middle? Even one, the Mepharshim say. It's enough to connect the ones in front and the ones behind it. Rav Meir told us a chiddush at the end of the Mishnah. Let's say you have five behemoths on one side of the river Yardain and five on the other side. There's no chiyuv to separate maestros. Even though the width of the Yardain is less than 16 mil. But the river breaks it apart. Rav Meir tells us why Rav Meir learns this way. Well, the maestro of the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir.